53-31. Kratz almost lost the handle on that. He gets it over to Hanson with a deep three. In and out. Oh, almost. And that had two chances to go in, but neither one dropped. And that's the end of the third quarter. 53-31. The hometown Patriots leading over the Pirates. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaborne. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back into Unionville Seaborne Gymnasium. Derek Diesner here with you, joined alongside by Sue Schrader. And tonight's game, well, the Patriots have just dominated all night long over the Harbor Beach Pirates. 53-31 right now, and 8 minutes to go in this game.
And I just got to say, Derek, that the Harbor Beach Pirates just cannot buy a basket. That shot by Hanson was beautiful. Had a nice roll, nice spin off his fingertips. It went down the cylinder, come up off the glass, and went back down, and still came back out. So, you know, if they had about probably six or seven of those, wouldn't you say, that did that tonight, that rattled around and just didn't fall, that kind of hand drilled it.
Yeah, and got knocked down in the process, but still was able to drill that three. It's 53-34. Patriots almost lost the ball. They're having a tough time getting it past half court, and they finally do. Fletcher with it. He gets it down. They're going to work it down to the big man, Jake Holland, who goes up, and now he's got the problem that Harbor Beach has had all night. Goes in and pops out.
Yep. I just can't get over how many shots for Harbor Beach went in and popped out. It's incredible.
Maybe someone put some grease on the cylinder tonight.
I don't know, or saran wrap or something, but it's just not it's not falling for them, and that's taking them out of their game. That's unusual for Harbor Beach, and it's taking them right out of their game.
Right there. We see Jake Holland's free throw attempt go in and pop right out.
And a lot of time that has to do with backspin. If you get the right kind of spin on the ball, you want to get a backspin. And a lot of times with coaches, you tell them to wave goodbye, and that's you use your wrist in getting the correct spin on it. That time you saw the spin, but he had overshot it. He didn't get the arc that he needed.
Second attempt off the back of the rim, but the Patriots come up with the rebound. They're going to work it down low to Holland, who again off the rim at the second attempt uses the glass, banks it in for two. It's now 55-34 in favor of the Patriots.
And you know, that's my pet peeve, is using the glass. So it's been nice to see USA use the glass as much as they have tonight.
Yeah, Seaman up, no good. Patriots with the rebound, and they're going to try to slow it down. Brick gets it over to Fletcher. Fletcher looking to pass it off. He gets it over to Comer. Comer on the wing. He finds Fletcher at the top of the key. Back to Fletcher in the corner for three. No good, but the big man picking up the trash. And he is whistled for a foul down ball. And as you can hear it, the Patriot fans do not agree with this referee's call.
Well, you know, I'm right down here, and I'm almost online with where he was. And I got to tell you what, I hate to say it, but the referees were not right on that call. Jay Collins simply reached out and got the ball. The Harbor Beach, Seaman there, had the ball above his head, and Jake Holland literally just grabbed it with two hands, had no body contact, but the official had a little bit different view. He was behind him, and it appeared to be an over-the-back, but it was no contact there at all.
Well, you might want to be quiet about this, because you said you do have to come back here.
Well, I agree with him. I agree with the USA fans that Jake Holland should not have gotten that foul.
Well, he'll check out of this game now and get a rest.
I believe he has four fouls. I didn't see it, but I thought he had four fouls.
And they probably want to cool him down a bit. He's getting a little upset after that call.
There's no sense with this lead either. You know, he's got some shoulder problems. There's no sense in putting him in here. There's no reason to have a player fall out of the game unless you're in a tight game. And no chance of getting him injured either.
Yeah, it's time to start to see what your bench can provide.
And they've got three guys over there that have not pulled their shirts off all night. They've been going nine. They're nine deep here at USA. And he does a good job. Game first, he's done a good job of rotating them in and out and keeping them fresh, because they have a very up-tempo team.
Botello inbounds to James. James gets it quickly ahead. He'll find Botello
a great move down low, and he kisses that one off the glass for two. So there you go. They keep using the backboard.
I can't get over how wide open USA has been tonight. Even the little guys, when they get down low, are wide open. They are just beating their guys to the mark.
Well, they got quick feet. They just keep them moving, and that's what's killing Harbor Beach right now. They cannot keep up with that. It's like they have cement blocks tied to their shoes. They can't catch up.
You're right. It is. And it's very unusual because this is usually the type of pace that you see Harbor Beach like to play. So this is not something new for USA. They like to normally control the tempo, but it's usually not this fast. And I like what I see. And if Game 4 takes this tempo in every game like this, he's going to do well, and they will be in contention for the Greater Thumb West. And, you know, we call it the Wild Wild West because you never know what's going to go on in the Greater Thumb West anyway.
Kovic knocks down the second free throw attempt, 57-38, 6:25 to go in this game. Patriots lead the Pirates.
One good thing for Harbor Beach is they've got another crossover game coming up on Friday night, so that's not going to hurt them in the league standings, and they'll give them a chance to recover from this game and fix some of those things before they go into a big game next Friday night against Marlette.
McBrayer drives and once again uses the glass to put that one in for two. It's now 59-38.
I've got to say at least 85% of their shots have went off the glass tonight, with the exception of the three-pointers. Their three-pointers have been pretty much nothing but net. But when they're shooting off the backboard anywhere within 15 feet, they're using the glass. Fundamental basketball.
Beeman calls for a walk, and that turns it over to the Patriots.
I'm curious on how many turnovers that the Harbor Beach Pirates have had tonight. That's something I usually like the color people to keep track for me when I'm doing play-by-play, but since we had so many technical difficulties ahead of time, we weren't able to get that for you tonight.
Gangler down low, good ball fake. It throws that one off the glass and in for two. It's now 61-38. Patriots lead the Pirates. 5:30 to go in this game. Sorensen gets it down low to Seaman. Seaman gets that deflected, but he is fouled.
That looked like a pretty clean foul there. Dominic James looked like he had all ball there.
Well, he will go.
And that was one of the few times tonight that Harbor Beach actually got the lob pass inside without one of the big guys
deflecting it
or one of the smaller quick guards getting in there and tipping it away.
Yep. Andrew Seaman with his second attempt. It's up. And off the back of the rim, it rattled around. Patriots come up with the rebound.
Well, with any luck, the Patriots will come out playing like this on Friday night. They go on to play Vassar, who's 1-0 right now. And Vassar, since they came into this league, has always been the powerhouse the last 2 years and been in contention. So USA can come out and play like this. They're going to have a good shot on Friday night.
Well, they're definitely getting some good momentum going from this game.
They came in off of a big game the other night. I believe they played Lakers, and they won here at home. And that's always a big rival game. You'll find out as you get to know the teams here that that's a big rival game.
Yeah, and they won that game pretty handily. They won that one 64-44. And now tonight, it's a pretty similar situation.
Yeah, 65-45. Yeah, they beat them. They won. They beat Mayville, which has always been a cellar dweller for the last 2 years, 56-15. They did lose to Cass City, though, 44-55, and that's going to be an interesting matchup. Cass City this year's got some height, and they finally got it all together. So the Greater Thumb West is going to be fun to see here, Derek.
Dakota Gangler converted on the three-point play. Used the glass, able to put it in for two, and then knocked down the free throw to extend their lead to 64-38. And now another whistle as Meek Ball foul. The Patriots were able to come up with it. And now they will head right back to the line. Nick Fletcher to the charity stripe for the Patriots. 5:04 to go in this game. The USA Patriots lead the Harbor Beach Pirates 64-38.
Yeah, that last foul was on Eli Kraft, his third, team seventh. They'll be in a bonus the rest of the way out. Harbor Beach is in a double bonus the rest of the way out. Checking into the game for Harbor Beach is going to be Jordan Boom. Coming out of the game is Son Sorensen. Also on the floor is Eli Kraft, along with Andrew Seaman and Jason Hansen, and I believe Kyle Booms makes an appearance out there now. Yep.
And Nick Fletcher knocks down the second free throw. It's now 66-38, 5 minutes to go in this ball game. Kraft will take it himself, drive. Now he'll kick it out over to Booms. Now to Seaman. Seaman gets it back to Kraft. Kraft will take a spot up three, air ball.